Today it is the 10th of December, 1975, Paul Cummings talking to Abram Lerner in his office in the Hirshhorn Museum in Washington, D.C. You were born in New York City?
Yes. That's right.
No.
Yes.
When? Because I couldn't even find that.
On April 11th,
1913. Aha. In Manhattan?
In Manhattan.
In Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Which part? Where?
Lower East Side.
Where'd you grow up?
Lower East Side. I grew up on the Lower East Side until I was 12 or 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We moved to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we lived in Brooklyn for at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in the Bronx for a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
no more than 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved back to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So that I practically lived in every borough.
Everything but Staten Island.
That's right, everything but Staten Island. So I feel myself to be a real New Yorker.
Right. Well, do your brothers and sisters? And
no.
I'm an only child. You're
an only child.
Well, let's see, you were born in that year, so you were just...
I was born the year of the Armory Show,
right?
Which is the only distinguishing.
But so that means that World War I you don't remember much of.
No, not really.
I mean, that was too child.
I remember enough about it in the sense that there were one or two relatives, very close relatives, that were
mm-hmm.
drafted and
mm-hmm.
and were in the war, and I remember their coming home to some
right.
degree. I mean, the great joy of getting them back in the family.
Right, every war being over with.
Yes, and I remember the aftermath in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to say that I was terribly preoccupied
mm-hmm.
with the war and reading about the
mm-hmm.
war.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember the first war movies
oh,
appeared,
right,
like
right.
The Big Parade and so on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was pretty
mm-hmm.
young then.
Mm-hmm.
But they were evidently the first. What Price Glory?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
They were the first movies that dealt more or less realistically
mm-hmm.
with the
mm-hmm.
war.
Mm-hmm.
God knows that when I look at them now, I wonder why some of the very people who were in the war
yeah.
would say that, but they did. They
yeah.
said, well, that's the way it was. Now, maybe they already then had a romantic
right.
image of themselves and their
mm-hmm.
participation.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm. Well, what kind of schools did you go to? What was life like growing up there?
Well, it was heavenly in a way. I mean, I was in the bosom of a very large family, not my own, but
mm-hmm.
I must have had, I don't know, 2 dozen cousins in the immediate vicinity.
Oh, so it was a real family.
Right, I lived in aunts' houses all the time and
mm-hmm.
ate all their good cooking and
mm-hmm.
played with my cousins, all of whom were very, very nice, I must
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember a mean cousin in the lot.
That's
and,
astounding.
As I said, we grew up in very kind and tender
mm-hmm.
Circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
When when anyone was ill, an aunt looked after you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
If your mother had to go to the hospital, you always
mm-hmm. somebody
assured of good food and
mm-hmm.
free board.
Mm-hmm.
We lived just opposite a park. Now that's
mm-hmm.
that's not strictly speaking. I don't know why they ever called it a park, because there was one tree.
Well,
and we used to make a regular excursion to see the tree. We'd say, let's go and look at the tree. And so everybody
marvelous.
Would go and look at the tree.
Yeah.
And we'd beat it and, you know,
yeah.
push it and climb it and so on.
Yeah.
But we had a tree. The rest of it was cement, of
mm-hmm.
course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a feeling, for example, that area was covered by Jerome Myers very carefully. That whole,
oh, right.
whole area. And I even recognize... that particular part where I was brought up in one or two Myers paintings, which I
oh,
can't
really?
Identify offhand. I know once I went to an exhibition at the Graham Gallery, and Jerome Myers.
Jerome Myers.
Jerome Myers. I almost said Eugene Myers. Jerome Myers.